ABC Radio Australia.
Pacific leaders are renewing the call for the United Nations to investigate human rights abuses in West Papua. It follows a sickening social media video of Indonesian soldiers torturing a Papuan man online. As Carl Evans reports, there's fears the video is just the tip of the iceberg of how the military is behaving in West Papua.
It was like something from the Dark Ages. A Papuan man sitting in a barrel of water, which slowly turned red as he was punched, kicked, and repeatedly cut with knives by Indonesian soldiers. Port Moresby's governor, Paus Parkop, was one of many horrified by the scene, but he wasn't surprised by it.
This is why we have been calling for the UN Human Rights Commission to do a proper investigation to hold Indonesia to account, because the military in West Papua operates with impunity. Jakarta hardly has any control over them. They do as they please, both in terms of dealing with the people, in terms of business. They've expanded into mining, into logging, into agriculture. You know, they virtually run the place. And so it's not surprised that this type of torture is taking place.
The incident has sparked fresh calls for the United Nations to intervene, after groups like the Pacific Islands Forum and the Melanesian Spearhead Group previously called for the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights to investigate. Governor Parkop, a long-time supporter of West Papuan independence, says he'll take up the matter with PNG Prime Minister James Marape in the hope of applying further pressure on Indonesia to welcome the inquiry.
I will be raising this matter with him and with the government caucus. I raised it with the ministers in the government now. I know the Prime Minister is very strong on this PIF resolution. He was one of those who pushed for that resolution. So this is why I also want to have this discussion with him, so that when he goes to Jakarta for a state visit, he can raise this serious concern that we have about the human rights situation inside West Papua.
If an investigation fails to eventuate, Governor Parkop fears what the future could hold for West Papua under incoming Prime Minister and former military commander Prabowo Subianto.
Under his watch, so many atrocities were committed in Timor-Leste, in West Papua, in other parts of Indonesia like Aceh. During the transition to democracy in the 90s, so many political activists got disappeared. He's not been proven or found guilty of any of this offence, but it was under his watch. This is a concern that everybody should have within our region.
The commander of Indonesia's military in West Papua offered a rare apology for the incident, but alleged the victim was a member of a West Papuan armed rebel group and had plotted to burn down a health clinic. But Veronica Komen from Amnesty International says the victim was a civilian.
The human rights activists on the ground and I myself have spoken with the family members and then with the local tribal chiefs. They all have stated that these are civilians. In this case, the soldiers, as we know, they took this man and then tortured them. And then because they didn't succeed, then the army handed them over to police, and then police took them to the hospital. So the act of releasing them means that both military and police at that time also admitted that they cannot find anything on them.
Ms. Komen says Amnesty International will campaign on behalf of the victim, while the Indonesian military carries out an investigation into the matter. But there's only so much they can do.
This is the problem always. When it involves soldiers, then cases will go to military court, will be closed from public, and then civil society like us cannot be part of it. Even if, if we do have evidence, we cannot give it to them.
Benny Wender, leader of the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, says a failure to launch a UN investigation will result in more trauma for his people.
Indonesia always reluctant, and there is no evidence, there is no human rights violations. But today, the whole world can see it. Indonesia cannot hide it. So I hope the Indonesia allow it.
And that's Benny Wender, leader of the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, ending that report by Carl Evans.